Okay. So today is the Lamed Aleph. We're on Lamed Amud Beis, third to bottom line, Rava. Right? So today's daf will learn for Rufu Shalem before Shoshana Batya, Asrachel Devorah. Okay. So what? Okay, here we go. Rava have a bodik le gira le Rabbi Yonah bar Tachlifa. Rava would check the arrow of Rabbi Yonah bar Tachlifa, right? V'shachat ba'ofa v'hadid defara. He wanted to shoot down birds while they're flying, and if the arrow goes directly at the two, one of the two tzimonim, it'd be a good shechita. No problem. The Gemara asks, wait a minute, how could you be so sure that this is going to be okay? The Dilma Abid Chalada. Maybe he was over the Itra Chalada. Maybe he borrowed. Problem. The Gemara said, well, Chazinon Gidfe Demirfreme. We look at the feathers, and if the feathers are slight, then we know it's not a problem. So, there's nothing wrong with that. So the Gemara says, Baboi Kisui. But you have kisei adam. It says kisei adam. Birds and chayes require kisei adam. And if you're going to tell me that you do kisei adam, or you're in a field, shoot down the bird, and then you'll do kisei adam, that's not good. If someone does shechita, tzarich shechitin afal lemaila, afal lemata, afal lemaila. You have to have dirt prepared from beforehand. Lemata. You can't go to some field. Shenemar v'chisehu ba'afar. Afar lo nemar, ela bi'afar. Malame shashoche tzarech sheet fitnitate afar lamata v'afar lamayla. How did you get that? Yeah, you can do the lamayla part. How do you do the lamata part? The answer is, the mazmin leila afar tekula kitzah. No, you prepared the field. You prepared the dirt in the entire field. It's a small field. The bird's not so... Not such a, I don't know what kind of bird it is, whatever it is. And so it's not a problem. Okay? That's not a problem. That ends that discussion. Now we go on to the next discussion. The Mishnah said like this. Hayeshochet v'hitiz. Right? If you shech. Go back to the Mishnah. Hayeshochet, where is it? Hayeshochet v'hitiz es harosh v'bas achat. Right? What does that mean? If you shechting, if you sever an animal, babasachas means in one stroke. So if the knife is bigger, the Mishnah says like this, im yesh, pesakin mole tavor, im yesh, pesakin mole tavor, echad, kshera. Okay? The length. Now the Gemara is going to ask. So, Hayeshochet v'hitiz Amar Rav Zera Molei Tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar. The length of the knife has to stick outside the neck. Look at Rashi. Amar Rav Zera Molei. No, that's not Rashi there. I'm sorry. Amar Rav Zera Molei Tzavar D'masnisan chutz l'tzavar b'inon. The Mishnah said you require the knife to be longer than the neck. Below tema mole tzavar dafka. Don't tell me that the knife has to be as long as the actual neck. It has to be longer. Now, iboyelahu mole tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar kimole tzavar. Does that mean that the knife has to be twice as long? The havelu trei tzavare. O Dilma, Malei Tzavar, V'chutz L'Tzavar, Mashahu. Or no, just has to be slightly longer than the neck. Which one is it? Okay? Now, look at Rashi. Ibay Lahu, Hai Chutz L'Tzavar. Di Rav Zera, when Rav Zera said, it has to be Chutz L'Tzavar, Mashahu Ka'amar? Did Rav Zera mean a Mashahu? O male tzavar ka'amar. Or did he mean the length of the neck?
In other words, two lengths, two nets.
Gemara said it. Reb Zera made a statement. Reb Zera said, "Molei tzavar v'chutzul tzavar." All the Mishnah said was, the Mishnah just said, "Im yesh tzakin molei tzavar." Okay? Said Reb Zera, "Molei tzavar chutzul tzavar." So now the Gemara says, what does that mean? Does that mean two or mashu? Right? Iboyelahu, two or mashu? Says Rashi, is it a mashahu or is it two? What? Rashi is explaining the question. Rashi reverses the order. The Gemara says, Zera makes a statement. Zera says, the Mishnah said, Molei Tzavar, says, Zera, Chutzul Tzavar. Ask the Gemara, does that mean twice as big or just a mashahu? Says Rashi, does that mean a mashahu or twice as big? Or Rashi switched the order. The reason why Rashi switched the order is according to the Shita Mikubeset, is because of your point. Because with Zera it makes more sense. Mashma. Zera was talking about a mashma. Rashi puts it first. The reason why the Gemara put it first. Because the Gemara was the question was on the Mishnah. The Mishnah can go either way. The Mishnah just said, Molei Tzavar doesn't say anything. They want to double, a little bit more. Reb Zera came along and made it. Rashi is explaining Reb Zera. Rashi is explaining Reb Zera. It makes much more sense to say Masha when Rashi switches the order. He's never in a million years picked up on that. Right? That's why you have a Mikvah to pick up on things like that. So, Toshma, let's try to bring a Raya. That's like this. Hayashochet, if someone's shechting, the hit is Shnei, Roshin, Babataka. And he threw two heads at one time. Two heads. In Yesh Pesachin Molei Tzavar Echad Kasher. So if the knife is Molei Tzavar Echad, it's good. What does that mean? My Molei Tzavar Echad. Ilei Molei Tzavar Echad Besulo. If it's a Mashahu, it's impossible. Why? Hashta Behema Achad Be'inu Molei Tzavar V'chutzul Tzavar. Because by one animal, it has to be bigger. B'shnei Behema Tagile Kimolei Tzavar Echad. So with two animals, it's going to be good with a mashu. Impossible. Elapshita molei tzavar choshul shnei tzavarin shmamina molei tzavar choshul tzavar shmamina. So what does it mean? That the knife has to be, if you're going to shaft this way, where you're going to do one motion, try to slice off the head very fast in one shot, the knife has to be twice as long as the neck. Well, we prove from both necks that by the case of one neck, it has to be twice as long. So if you're doing two necks, does it have to be four times as long? Nah, I don't know. Right? But we prove that if you're doing one neck, it has to be twice as long. Not a little bit longer, twice as long. As the width of the neck, right? Okay? But don't worry, the action on today's daf is by the second mission. But med bar mamur mitzvah shaholech below heavy. That we said that's all very nice and good. That if you don't go back and forth. But if you go back and forth, then even an Edemel, what's an Edemel? How do they translate Edemel? Some scalpel, meaning a tiny thing, right? Why? Because at the Gemara, we'll say later in the week, if you have a dull knife, cut all day long, so you get those simanim cut. As long as you don't violate any of the five problems, all day long you can do it. So if you're going to go back and forth, you can even use a scalpel. That's to be a knife, right? Amr of Menashe, be'izemel she'ein lo karnayim. But it has to be a scalpel that doesn't have horns. Rashi explained, it doesn't mean horns. It means, like, at the edges of the knife, it would have, like, you know, maybe hooks or something to make the izemel scalpel better or whatever. So then you're running into problems of gripping. That's a problem. Amalei Rav Acha Berei, Dev Avya, or Menashe, machta mai. What about a needle? Can you use a needle? No, master mizbah bazam. Now the needle's going to rip. It's going to rip the simon. It's not going to cut them. It's going to rip them. It's running into the problem. Master de ush b'chifimai. What about an awl? Is that what it is? An awl? An awl, right? An awl of what? Of a carpenter? So what's an awl? A leather worker. So what's an awl? An awl is just a giant needle. Pull it in, right? right? The giant needle. So Amalei, Tanina, Afilu Kol Shehu. Because what we learned, that you can use anything, even Kol Shehu, right? My love, doesn't that mean Machta to Ushpachi,
that it's kosher?
The Gemara says, Lo, Ezemel, that Kol Shehu reference was talking about in Ezemel. So what do you mean? Ezemel, Behechikitani law. But it says, Beferish, you can use in Ezemel. The Gemara says, you're right. Pirusha Kama Farish. The Gemara is explaining itself. By Kol Shehu, what did I mean when I said a Kol Shehu is good? I meant Ezemel. Hakanam Sabra. That makes a lot of sense. If you're telling me it's an Ushpachi, it's an all, Hashta, Machta, the Ushpachi Sharia, an all Amalei will use. Ezemel Mibaya. Anything you tell me that I could use an Ezemel? Of course I could. The Gemara says, well, that's not a Raya. You know why? Ezemel Ishtrichalei. I need a target. I mean, I would have thought. Ligzer Ezemel. She'en lo Karnayim. Atu Ezemel She'en lo Karnayim. Then we should ask all Ezemel. Atu. You're going to use them with hooks and horns, and it's going to be a ripper. Kamash Malan. Not a problem. Okay? Okay. Ready for the action? Here we go. Nafla Sakin. Shachta. If a knife fell, and it did a shechita, now it's mashma here. It fell by itself, right? You left the knife at the edge of the table. You don't do that because it's going to fall. What happened? The wind came, or something. Somehow it fell, and there was a bird down there or an animal, and it sliced. Perfect shechita. Shook the table. Perfect shechita. Shaking the table might be different. That's going to be the next case because that's going to be your kolach. So here it fell. Even though it's shechted, it's kedarka, perfect. Sula, it's puzzle. Shenemar, because it says, v'zavachta v'achalta. Now, where does it say that? What does the Torah or in the Gemara there say? Where's that puzzle? Shenemar, v'zavachta v'achalta. Dvarim Chav Zayin Zayin? Well, they have a whole tumul on it. What passage do they give you? Good. Because the old Gemaras had Dvarim Chav Zayin Zayin, which says, V'davachta Shlomim V'achalta. V'davachta V'achalta. Right, so the old Gemara's had that one. That one's impossible because that's talking about Kachim. And by Kachim, not only we're going to learn Kachim, we learned this already. Kachim, you have to have Kavanah. To get Koach, you have to have Kavanah. That can't be the pasuk. The correct pasuk really is Devarim Yud Beis Chaf Aleph, which says, Pizavachta, Siachalta, that's talking about Kavanah, very nice. By regular food. That's talking about my Chaney. Mash, Asa Zoveach, Asa Ochel. What you shech, you could eat. Meaning, you have to do it with your Koach. Taima, says the Gemara, the whole reason is Dinafla. Because it fell by itself. What about Hahipila? What about if you made it fall? What if he threw it? What if he threw a knife? You're playing, you've got your work in the circus, and you're throwing knives at the lady, right? And Shera, it would be good. Afalgaf, Delomachavi. Even though you didn't have Kavana to do Shechita. You don't need kavana for shechita. What do you need? What do you need? Just be koach. Koach. That's all you need. Koach. Kavana you don't need. Koach you need. Mantani lo debina kavana mantana de lo beina kavana l'shechita. Who holds that? Who holds you don't need kavana? Amar Rava. Rav Nassan. It's Rav Nassan. The Tani Oshia Zeira Demin Chavre. Oshia Zeira from the Chevra said Zarak. Sakin, Lenoata Bakosel, you throw a knife to go stick into a wall, right? Behalcha Bishakta Kidarka, and lo and behold, it does a good shechita. Rav Nassan Machshir. Rav Nassan says nothing wrong with that. Vichachamim Posla. And the Chachamim Pasel. And by the way, who Tanila Bahu Amala, Halakhir Rav Nassan. We hold like that, says Rava. Now, what did Rava just say? Robert just said that you don't need kavana by shechita. What do you need? Just a maisa. So if the knife fell by itself, that's for sure not good. But I'm throwing knives at the wall because I'm bored myself. I'm throwing knives at the wall, and an animal walks by and slices perfect shechita. There's nothing wrong with that. I didn't have kavana for that. You don't need kavana.
That's the Gemara. We said that already.
When did we say this?
On that beat. We learned from that beat.
From Hamar Rabbi Chazal's hymn, we looked at it already. Sitnan, opening mission of the Masechta said, "V'kulan sheshachetu, if a chayr is shot of a cotton, do a shechita." The achirim rowing also, and there's an adult overseeing it, making sure it's nothing that it's shechitas on kshera. He said it's fine on that base. The aminan man tana. Now, the chayr is shot of a cotton have kavana for shechita. The answer is no. Why don't they have kavana for shechita? They don't have kavana for anything. They don't have any da. So man tana, the low boy kavana l'shechita. Who is going to hold? You don't need kavana for shechita. The answer is Bama Rava, Rav Nassan. He, it's the same Rav Nassan. So why did Rabbi say it twice? He said this is that faith, right? It's only 29 days, 30 days ago, only a month ago we learned it. So it's old news. So Gemara says no, stricha. The Ashmin and Hassam, if we only had the Mishnah that faith, I would say, Mishnah the Kabakav, the Chub Shechita, Chaticha Ba'ola. At least, the child doesn't have that. So what's he doing? He's cutting a piece of meat, cutting an animal. If Kavana for Shechita, I can't have Kavana, I'm 12 years old. At least he has a Kavana, at least he has nose, he's doing an act of cutting. Abel Hacha, Dolo Kamachavi, you don't have Kavana for any cutting at all. What are you doing? I'm throwing knives at the wall. Aim low. I would say it's not good. Not good. Says Rashi. Look at the first. We'll just read the first three words of this Rashi. Afilu lechaticha ba'alma. Even just for a chaticha, right? You don't even. You're not even having kavana for that. You're not even having kavana to cut anything. Why? Because you're throwing knives at a wall. So by a child, at least he knows he's cutting something. He knows he's cutting something. Does he have kavana for a mitzvah, kavana for shechita? That he doesn't have. Why? He's 12 years old. But has kavana, but he knows what he's doing. Here, you don't even have kavana for that. That rabba doesn't make a difference. But he didn't, correct, but you didn't say that. You didn't say that. That's not what happened. What happened was, right, if an animal walks by, wouldn't it be great to have supper also? That's not what you said. You're playing outside. All of a sudden, oh, look at this, David, we've got supper now. Right? The Ashmin and Hacha. And if over here, if it only had the case of over here, I would have said, we should have the Ka'asim Mikoach Bendat. At least the Koach is of a Bendat. Abel Hassam, the law, Ka'asim Mikoach Bendat, aim a low. Over there, there's no Koach of a Bendat at all. I would say it's no good. Shmicha, you know what? It's good there too, because an adult is watching them. Okay? Now, what do we just say? We just said that there's a difference between Koach, the difference between Koach and Kavana. Kavana we don't need. Koach we yes need. Okay? This is the following story here. Itmar. Nida, let's say you have a woman, a Nida, Shenensa, some ones happened, Betavla, and she was Tova in the mikvah. The Gemara in Amud Beis is going to say, let's say somebody threw her into the mikvah. She had no Kavana to be Tova. She had no Kavana. The bottom line is, she went into the mikvah. So is she Tahora? What? Why not? She didn't have Kavana. What? You raised a very interesting point. You see it in a few minutes with the bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Tahora Lebeisa, she's tahar to be with her husband. That's not a problem. However, Basuru Lechel B'Truma, but she can't eat Truma. Why? Because Truma is Kachim. Kachim is already, we're talking about Kedusha. For that, you need more kavana. She didn't have kavana. She was thrown in. To be with her husband, that's not a problem. Now, actually, she physically went in. There's no shayla that she's tahar. She's tahora. What about, she could be with her husband, not a problem. What about eating shum? That she can't do. It's just a strange thing. It's a little like this, no? Rav Yochanan Amar, Af lebeisa lo tahora. She can't even be with her husband. She can't even be with her husband. Why? What's going on here?
Why can't she be with her husband?
Even she can't even.
Why is she still in? She wasn't a mikvah.
What? The answer is because when you go to the mikvah, you have to have that. She didn't have that. Everything's good. There's actually a case back here. There's a story where a woman, her husband was out of town. She was going to visit Kibbutz Tzaddikim. Someone told her, before you visit Kibbutz Tzaddikim, you should go to the mikvah. So she said, go to the mikvah, and now, might as well, I'll do all the preparations for my husband, and next week, whatever, when he comes back from the trip, I'll be taller for him. So, is that good? They mastered it, because that's done with kavanah. No kavanah, no das at all. She's thrown in. That was a machlokas. Now everybody agrees she can't eat truma. So why can't she eat truma? Because she didn't have das to go to the mikvah. What about her husband? That's a machlokas. Rav mastered it. Why? Because you don't need das to be with your husband. Now, Amalei Rava or Rav Nachman, wait a minute. L'rav da'amar tahor l'beis v'asur lechol v'truma, this makes no sense. You know why? Being with your husband is worse. The bigger avera than Anita being with her husband is a bigger avera than Anita eating truma. Why? Avon kareis putra. The avon of kareis, Anita being with her husband, that's your master. Avo iser misa mibaya? Iser misa means misa b'day shemayim. Misa b'day shemayim is less of an issue than less of a punishment than kareis. Rashi says over here, kareis chomor mimisa. Kareis is worse than misa. Why? Diyamav nichrasin, because your days are cut, bizarro nichras, and also your children's days are cut. Kidetziv aririm yehiyu. And by misa b'day shemayim, maybe it's a few. Others say kareis is 50, misa b'day shemayim is 60. So different. The bottom line is misa b'day shemayim is more makel. So the more machmer thing, that you allow, and the more makel thing you don't allow, that doesn't make any sense. Right? Anita eating truma is only misa b'day shemayim, only misa b'day shemayim, less severe than kareis. So the kareis you allow. This you don't allow. It doesn't make any sense at all. What? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Why would you allow her to go to her husband? So, Amalei, I'll tell you why. Because Baila Chulin, being with your husband is Chulin. There's no kedusha about that. The Chulin, lo boy, kavana. Chulin doesn't require kavana. Very simple. You hear that answer? By the way, the Noda Yehuda has a very interesting case. There was a woman who was 8 months pregnant. She was 8 months pregnant. She's sleeping. And her husband hears a baby crying. There's no baby in the house. The husband hears a baby. This is a true story. It happened to the Noda Yehuda. The husband hears a baby crying. Goes back to sleep. In the morning, he sets his wife. Did you hear the baby crying last night? She says, no. Didn't hear a thing. She didn't even wake up. Only he woke up. Now, they went to the Rav. Now, what happened? Either one of two things. Either he's delusional, or the baby came out, cried, went back in. So there's only two options here. Right? Either he's delusional, or he dreamed it, or somehow she gave. Now, if she gave birth, we have a rule of ein tzichas hakever below dam. It's impossible she can't be tmeya. Impossible. Right?
No, the baby was not dead. She says, I don't know anything about it.
So the question became, I'm only telling you, I have the same questions as you. I'm only telling you the halachic issue. So she went to her Rav. Her Rav said, well, regarding Hilchos Tumah, there's a halacha that says that if it's Tumah that any Yedei Lishol, Tumah that we can't ask about because we don't know, like a Sheret, whatever, we're Tahora. So she's fine. they come to the Nodi Yehuda, the Nodi Yehuda says, that's not the standard. The standard is Hilchas Isser. Right? In other words, Anita has two things going on in her life. She's a Hilchas Isser and Hilchas Tumma. Is it possible for a woman to ever, she could be with her husband, but she can't go to the Beit HaMikdash? Sure, husband is mother. Shuma? No way. It's an old issue. Anita. We'll get to it in the second Anita. It's an old issue. Anita has two parts to her, right? She's a Tumma, and she's also a... Okay. That's not the... Says the Ramban on this Gemara that we just learned. Says the Ramban that there's a machlokas here between Rebbe... I'm sorry. We have to learn a little bit more. We're in the third line at the end of the line. Umi not Timra. How do you know all this? How do you know what? That Tvila by Chulin doesn't require Kavana. What did we just say? That regarding being with her husband, it's okay. Why is it okay? Because to be with her husband is only a Chulin. Not kedusha there, it's only chulin, and for chulin we don't need kavana. So the fact that someone threw her in, that's okay. For kadshim, for truma, different story. Minat timra, how do you know that? Ditnan, we have a mission that says it. Gal shenit lash bo. Let's say you have a wave. A wave gets separated from the ocean. Or again, you have to the suspended animation to make it make sense. Darboim saw, and the wave contains 40 saw, v'nafa ala adav ala kelim, and it falls on a person. Or, it falls on kelim, tahorim. Everybody's tahor. My lav, adam domiz the kelim. The adam and kelim are written together. Obviously, they're the same halacha. Ma kelim de lo machavni, just like kelim have no kavana, af adam nami lo bai kavana. So to a person, doesn't he require kavana? What do you see? It's a Beferish Mishnah. You hear that? Says the Gemara, Mimai, who said, Dilma maybe, the Yoshevu Mitzata, Askinon, right, you're sitting there waiting, Emasai Yitlash, I got, when's that wave going to come and I can become Tahor? When's that going to happen already? So there is Kavana. You're waiting for it to happen. And just the opposite, the Kalim Dumi the Adam, Ma Adam, the Inan Kavana, just like an Adam requires Kavana, Af Kalim Nami to cover Kavan, who Adam? So too, by a. Not Adam, Divina Kavana, Af Kalim Nami to cover Kavan, who Adam? Right, that the only way Kalim is ever going to become Tovel, right, is when a person has it in mind, right? So what that would mean, I don't know how we call about this, let's say you go to the Mikvah, Kalim, and you've all the Kalim set up, and one of your kids comes and elbow and knocks the kelim into the mikvah. Is that good? I would have said yes. Because there's no kavana by kelim. Forget bracha. Bracha's not ma'akas anything. He didn't make a bracha yet. He's busy getting the unwrapping the glass, the unwrapping the bowls, and one of the, and you can't knock over the elbow with his elbow, and one of the bowls falls in. Is that good? I would have said yes. Because all you need is the maisa. What a better question. What if he sent you goy to be Tovel Kalim? You have a video camera, so you know he did it. He didn't just drive around the block. You know he did it for sure. Is that good? Now goy has no. I think it is good. Why? Because Tovel Kalim doesn't require any da. Here we're saying it does require da. Here we're saying it does. Right? Just like a uni da. You're waiting. I can't wait for that wave to come. So too. No? Really? I don't know about that. Because we'll get to it. You hear? For this Gemara, it implies
problem,
right? The chitema, the yoshevu matzafa ma'ala memra. So then, what's the chiddush of that? What's the chiddush of that? Ma'azema, I would think ligzam mishum chardalis shel gishamim. Maybe we should make a gzeira. That you can't sit by the beach waiting for the wave to come. It's a gzeira about a rain coming off a mountain. when we don't allow that because we're afraid it's not going to be our bar mitzvah. Inami or lidza Russian atu keepin, that maybe we'll make a gzera. Keepin is the wave, the dome of the wave, which takes place in the air. You can't be tovel in the air. So maybe we'll make a gzera. You can't be tovel in any wave, atu, the wave in the air. Kamash malan, lo gazvinan. So we don't make such a gzera. So from the case of the wave, if you bring a raya that you don't require tvila, that you don't require kavana b'chulin, no raya at all. If that case could be, you're waiting for it to happen. Okay, you're waiting for it to happen. You hear? What do you mean? No, it's good. It's good. The wave separate, the ocean, the big wave, is 40 stop. You get drenched with 40 stop, you've been titled. No, but in the air, it's a problem. Correct. Correct. So, Gemara says, what do you see from here? See from here that you could be toifled without kavanah. The Gemara says, it's not a raya. Maybe in this case, you're waiting for it to happen. You're waiting. So then you need kavanah. So that's not a raya. Then we ask, what's the chiddush? Chiddush is, maybe we make zeiras up through domes in the water, up through the air. So we don't make any of those zeiras. If you have, for 40 saw, drench you from a wave, it's fine. As long as it's not in the air. Okay? That's not a raya. So that's an old question. So Minatora, as long as it's not chatzitza, or the famous Moshe Feinstein, and famous case, famous question. It's one of those remotions, you need suspended animation for it on sin remotion. There's a Gemara that says, you shouldn't marry a bat nido. Okay? You shouldn't marry a bat nido. It's one of those things you shouldn't do. Gemara that says that. So they ask from someone in Moshe, that every balas tshuva should marry. Because her parents were not tshuva either. She's a balas tshuva. Her parents are not from. Shouldn't marry every balas tshuva? Could that be possible? Right? You hear that, Rav Moshe? Here's what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe said that if a woman becomes a balas tshuva, Hashem would have orchestrated it that her mother went to the beach and went swimming and was tovel. Because Hashem would never orchestrate that you should have this problem of this marrying a balas tshuva. Okay? Now, what about a shiva nekiyim? What about a hefet taira? What about the bathing suit? Moshe doesn't address any of that. Right? Minat Torah, you might not, none of those things might, some of them matter. We're going to get to those neither. Right? Everything we do, everything our wife does, none of us know. Okay, this is the Rabbanan, this is the right. What's the story with this? We just do everything. We don't know that. That's what Moshe said. So, and they lived in Nebraska where there is no beach, right? All these problems. Moshe didn't address any of that. Right? There's what Moshe said. And that's the heads of the people use. By the way, Moshe saved all the Bali tshuva. Otherwise, nobody would marry them. It's unbelievable tshuva what Moshe did. No? Correct. That's really true. Okay. What? He has the shoulder to do it. Who the shoulder? What? Right. The truth is that you can say the same thing over here. She was wearing a bathing suit. They're at the beach, and her friend threw her in, so she's a loose bathing suit. And if I can see the problem, that's not so far fetched. The lemaisa here, the mix is good, right? That's the lemaisa. To say that she went swimming, that's a much bigger stretch. But my point is that those issues are only detail. Don't tell me about detail. Right? That's my point to bring up that story. We're gonna have that tshuva is gonna come up in Maseches Nida all the time. Now, says the Ramban, there's a machlokas here between Rav and Reb Yochanan about a tefila shaloba kavana. Can you be with your husband or not? Says Rav, yes. Says Reb Yochanan, no. Right? Now, there's the same machlokas, Reb Nosson and the Chachamim. Is a shechita without kavana good Yes or no? What does Rav Nachman say? Yes. What does Rav Chachamim say? No. Right? Says the Ramban, you see from here, mitzvot ein tzrichos kavana. You don't need kavana for mitzvot. Okay? That's how we pass it. That's how we pass it. We pass it like Rav. By Yisru, we pass it like Rav. Now, the Prima Gadim says that's only true by a mitzvah that you can't have someone else potter for you. Okay? Now, tefillah, you can't have anyone potter for you. What about shechita? So who's against me? Right? Everybody else, argues on the Ramban. One minute. I'm sorry, that's what the Ramban says. What about every other mitzvah? Every other mitzvah, that's an old machlokes, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not. That appears five places in Shas. The mitzvah tzrichas kavana. My shofar comes up, my matzik comes up, right? Okay. Now, what about a case of Nisatik? What's Nisatik? Nisatik means Rosh Hashanah morning. And my 13-year-old boy is playing around with a shofar. He's blowing around. My yotze is a mitzvah in. My yotze? What's the difference between that and throwing knives at a wall? If my 14-year-old kid's playing around with a shofar on a Shana morning, and he blows shofar, I'm not yotze. Everyone agrees to that, right? We all agree to that on that one. So what's the difference between that and a woman getting thrown into the mix? What's the difference? What? Chesed got in each one. Yeah. What's the difference is? Okay. Next. Right. So the standard answer is going to be that because Tvila and Shechita are matzah. Whether or not they're mitzvahs or separate spoke, they're matzah. So therefore, we're much more maker. Okay. Umanat timra delo matbilinon v'kibin. And by the way, how do you know you can't be toivel in a dome in the air? It's not. Matbilin v'roshin v'ein matbilin v'kibin. She'ein matbilin v'adra. No, only... okay, fine. Elo chul delovoy kavana miha minolon. At the end of the day, how do you know that you can be toivel without kavana? I'll tell you how. It's not. Hey, what's shnaful to chamas amayim? Your fruits fall into the water. Upashat mei shiyadav tumeos benatlon, and you stick your hands into the water to get the payra. And by the way, your hands are tummy. Why? All hands are tummy. And you stick your hands into the water to get the payra. Do you have any intention to be mechayim fill to dayim? No. Nevertheless, yadav tahoros, your hands are tar. And by the way, payros ain't over chiyutan. Your payros are not in the category of chiyutan because you didn't want them to get wet. However, but if you want your hands to get wet, then tahoros, then of course the tahor, upayros b'chiyutan. And the payros are in the category now of chiyutan, and says Rashi, umakablum tumum bikan ve'elech. What's the difference in the second case? You wanted your hands to rub against the fruit, whatever it is. So, what do you see from here? You don't require kavanah for tefillah. Eisei Rav Lerv Nachman tabal lechulin. If you toivel for chulin, lehuchzak lechulin, and you go to the mikvah for chulin, thinking it's for chulin, aser lemeiser. Because aser lemeiser, you can't eat meiser now. Why? You didn't go toivel for that. Huchzak in, lo huchzak lo. So if he's huchzak yes, not huchzak no. So what do you see from here? Chulin doesn't require a kavana. Hachikamar. Afal pish hoksek lechulin asa lemaitzer. No, even though you have hoksek, you still can't eat maitzer. Eitzvei. Wait a minute. Tava v'lo hoksek kilo tava. My love, kilo tava. Klal. Lo, kiel tabal amaita. Abal tabal, lecholin. Now, who suffered? The chuyuhu, the kamad chilek. Rava thought that he was just being pushed off. Nafakta, he went out to search. Ashach, he found the Tanya. Tabal balahokzak. If you tabal without kabana, mota lecholu ba'asa levaiser. Okay? Amale, Abaya, Lerav Yosef, Lehmetav, Etupton, Lerav Yochanan, Meha. Listen, this is the Kasha of Yochanan. Yochanan said that if a woman falls into the mikvah, she can't even be with her husband. That we have a fair submission. That your hands are cut. How can Rabbi Yochanan argue on a mishnah? Amale Rabbi Yochanan, Hudama Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef. She holds like another Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer. It says the Kobe by the Negoim. If your clothing has Negoim, so it says you wash the clothing. It says you wash them twice. You wash them, you check them out, you wait a week, you go wash it again. You travel it again. You travel to beg it again. Ma Tamad Lomar Shane is, why did it say a second time the word Shane is, Machish Tizmos is Shnia, look the best is Rishon. The second one's like the first one. Ma Tizmos is Rishon or Ladas, Ah Tizmos is Shnia Ladas. Just like the first one has to be Midas. Why? Because the coin's there. Making sure, seeing what's the story. So to the second one has to be Midas. Imala Hala Das Coin, Afka Vida Das Coin. Do you need a das coin for that? Talmud Lomar Vitar Mikol Malkum. You don't need a das coin for that. But what do you see from here? That he holds the Kavanah. Paskev Lo Rav Tzinin Barashi Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hachi Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kestam Mishnah. But wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan holds Halacha like a Stam Mishnah. Utnan, our Mishnah said Nafla Sakev V'Shafta Ahav V'Shafta Kedak Apsula. But Vina Bo, we explained that Mishnah to mean Taim Adin Afla Hahi Pila Huk Sheva Afla Dafla Mitzchavi V'Yom Rinan Man Tanat Lo Vay Kavanah Shchita Omer Rava Rav Nathani. How can Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rav Nathani? Because he holds like a Stam Mishnah, and therefore Kavanah is not necessary, and he holds like a Bionis and Ben Yossi, that Kavanah is necessary. Which one is it? So Gemara says like this, Vishchita, Vaikita Shchita, I feel a Bionis and Ben Yossi. Everybody agrees Shchita doesn't need Kavanah. Why? Zimakali, Rachman, Ben Matasik, the Kudshin Pasol, since the Torah goes out of its way to say that by Kudshin, it's Pasol, Kudshin requires Kavanah. How do you know that? You have all those Gemaras. Michlal, the Bechul boy Kavana. Chul doesn't require Kavana. So by Chul, by Shechita, nobody argues. The only question is, by Tevila, it's a Machloket. Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say? Right? Nehi, the low boy Inan Kavana L'Tzvicha. You don't need Kavana for Tzvicha, but L'Chatzicha V'Inan. You still need Kavana to do a Maisa cutting. So throwing knives at a wall is not even a Maisa cutting. Amar Rava, Ha'azach Nihu, Rab Nassim Rabbanon. This is the way that Rav Nosson beats the Rabbanon. Why? Does it say you cut? It doesn't say that. It says zvicha. If you need kavana l'chaticha, afilu zvicha nami l'boy. If you need kavana for a cutting, you need kavana for shechita. And ilo be'ina kavana l'zvicha, l'chaticha na l'om l'boy. And if not, not. In other words, Rav Nosson's right. How do you split it like that? Rav Nosson's right. Now what's the end of the story? The end of the story is, you don't need kavana for shechita. What about kavana for a nida? That's the machloket. Heichi dami nida shenensa v'tavla. How did a woman fall? How did it happen? How did it happen? Ilema da'anta chaverta v'atvala. Woman threw her in. So kavana de chaverta kavna ma'al yitzahi. The friend's kavana is going to be good enough. Right? V'od also v'truma nami achla. She can even eat truma. You know why? It's not. We have a mission that says like this. Let's say a chareshes v'ashote v'asuma, a woman, never, she's blind, or she's a shota, she's a suma, she's a nishif adaita, she's crazy. So what's the halacha about such a woman? Im yesh lehen pikeches, v'sakenes zon ocheles v'truma. So you have a regular woman, will help her out. She'll take her to the mikvah, she'll undress her, she'll take care of her. And you know what the story is? She can eat truma, this woman. Ah, she has no das. Yeah, but the adult helped her in. The caretaker helped her in. That's fine. Oh, so I'm Rav Papa, Lir Rav Nosson. According to Rav Nosson, who holds no kavon at all, Shenafel Menagesha. She fell off the bridge. She's walking on the bridge. She fell off. She fell into the mikvah. That's good. Lir Rabbanon, who holds, they have a different standard. She yard the lahakar. She went to the mikvah on her own dot. She went to take a breather, right? To cool off. She had no kavon to go to the mikvah. Answer is, she went to the mikvah. By the way, so Mr. Freud, the halacha is, what if she goes to the mikvah without kavana? It's an achlok. Does she have to go again? So I think the Ramah says she should go again and not make a bracha. because it's a suffix already. What to do? Suffix halacha. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.